And that will roll the clock out here in week five. The Hounds will move to 4-1 and 2-2 in the MIC Conference.
Tonight, a rivalry that dates all the way back to 1956 is getting ready to kick off once more as the Carmel Greyhounds make the short trip up Keystone to face off against their crosstown rivals, the North Central Panthers. In the past, this game has been a breeze for the Greyhounds, but this year is a different story, as both teams have a record of 4-1 and are tied for second place in the MIC Conference. This is the biggest game for both of these teams so far. Bo Robbins and the Carmel defense are looking to shut down Liam Thompson and the very dominant Panthers offense. The Greyhounds versus the Panthers, only here on 91.3 WHJE. And it all starts right now.
Welcome to week six of Carmel Greyhounds football. This week it's the North Central Panthers hosting the Carmel Greyhounds. The battle for 96th Street is already a quarter in as we had technical difficulties. The score 14-7. I'm Sam Wexler, your play-by-play man, and alongside me is Ethan DeRamo. Ethan, give us a quick recap of what we've missed so far.
Overall,
7:30 to go in the third quarter. Hounds down by a score. Trent in the gun with two wide receivers to the right. The hard count at the line of scrimmage doesn't get anyone to bite, and Trent will change the protection. Switches downing from the left to the right side at his hip. Trent takes a snap, three-step drop. Good protection, throwing a bullet across the middle to Rogers at the 50-yard line. He's got a space in front of him to the 40, to the 30, dragged down at the two-string tackle by Harrison Oaks at the 30-yard line. A big gain on second down for the Hounds. Third down and two, ball almost at the extra point spot at the 2.5-yard line. Trent in the gun. Sends Williams as the third wide receiver in motion to the right side. Trent takes a snap, a bullet pass across to the end zone, and it's a touchdown. Christian Williams on a quick slant pass to the far right pylon, and that'll be another six for the Hounds. 17-13 with the extra point pending. The Hounds are gaining back ground on the Panthers.
Yeah, Christian Williams ran that flat route there, going to the outside, and no man found him open, getting to the end zone, and something much needed for the Hounds.
8 minutes and 1 second to go in the fourth quarter. Trent in the gun. Has Rogers and Gish to his right side. Takes a snap. Five-step drop. Has to scramble out of the pocket. He's flush. Has to get around now. Traveling to the left side to the 40-yard line. Back to the line of scrimmage. Throwing a floater across the middle. Caught at the 28-yard line by Hocken Van Bain in a fantastic toe-touching grab in between two defenders. Harrison Oaks and Deshaun Hunter and Dreon Savage all in the area. None of them could make the play. A fantastic catch in heavy traffic from Van Bainen. Trent in the gun. Hounds still looking for the Hail Mary pass. Drops back. Trent now scrambling, throwing a spiraling ball to the 30-yard line. Caught by Sam Rogers. Toe touch and grab again. A diving catch. That moves the chains. 2:40 to go in the ballgame. Hounds finally move the chains on fourth and long.
Tower Trent with that amazingly placed ball to Sam Rogers. Got it right as he was going out of bounds. Stopped the clock and got the first down for the Greyhounds.
Trent in the gun. Three wide receivers to the left. Takes a snap. Five-step drop. Good protection. Now throwing a spiraling ball over to Rogers on the right sideline to the 15 to the 10. Five. Touchdown, Greyhounds. A 55-yard passing touchdown from Tyler Trent to Sam Rogers.
And that Hail Mary finally works for Tyler Trent and Sam Rogers, using that connection they had back in the Trinity game for those game-winning slash game-tying throws there. Tyler Trent with the amazing read and got Rogers all the way down the field.
So that'll end regulation here at North Central. We're headed to overtime. We'll be right back. You're listening to 91.3 WHJ Carmel. 18 seconds to go on the play clock on fourth down, and the Hounds will send out Spencer Hanna to put 3 points on the board. Trent will be the holder. The snap is good. The kick is up and leaning towards the left side, but through the uprights. Hounds will put three on the board in the first possession of overtime and look to make a stop on defense. 27-24. The field goal coming on will be a 30-yard attempt from the foot of Scott Haig. In between the hashes, the snap is good. The kick is up, and it looks to be a little bit wobbly. But he will put it through the uprights. We're headed to a second overtime, and we're all tied up at 27. Second and six from the 6-yard line on the right hash. Thompson in the gun. One wide receiver to the right, three to the left. Tarver is the running back to his left hip. Low snap, but Thompson gets a hold of it, throwing a pass across the sideline, and it's going to be caught at the pylon for a touchdown. Panthers put up 6 points, and it's now 33-27 with the extra point pending, and the Hounds will have a chance to put score up on the board themselves. Pass caught by Jordan Bingham on the far right pylon, a fantastic grab right at the sideline.
Liam Thompson showing off his arm there, getting it to Bingham right at the pylon, as you said. And now North Central's up by a touchdown. This Carmel offense has really got to start playing its best they have all season right here.
Scott, third down and four from the four-yard line on the left hash. Trent in the gun, three wide receivers to the right. Trent takes the snap, rolling to the right, throwing to the middle of the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown. Phil Garcia redeeming himself finally, reeling this one in. 34-33, Hounds need now an extra point to tie this game up and send it to a third overtime.
Well, Phil Garcia, that first overtime, dropped the pass on the exact same play. Tyler Trent threw a bullet to him, hit off his face mask, but that time he caught it in the end zone. Hopefully Spencer Hanna can send this into triple overtime.
Trent will be in the gun with Zach White, the sophomore running back, to his right hip. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Trent takes the snap, three-step drop, looking. Now surveys the field, throwing to the pylon, and it's going to be caught at the touchdown. A fantastic grab. Sam Rogers makes the catch on the first play of the third overtime. And that'll put 6 points on the board for the Hounds. Triple overtime, the Hounds take a touchdown lead on first down. Extra point pending. It's now 40-34.
Fantastic play there from Tyler Trent, surveying the field and finding that open man in Sam Rogers for his second touchdown of the night.
Second down and nine from the right hash. Thompson all by himself in the gun. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Thompson takes a snap. It's a good draw play to the right side. He's running to the five. End zone, touchdown, Panthers. The Panthers on the second play of the triple overtime put their own 6 points up. And as long as the extra point goes in, we're headed to quadruple overtime here at North Central on homecoming. It looks like they're going to go for two. Thompson trots out onto the field and will take this snap from under center. One wide receiver to the right in the wing T formation for the Panthers. Thompson takes a snap. It's going to be a play action. He's rolling to his right, slips up, and the ball hits the ground. It's incomplete. Hounds win in triple overtime. Fantastic play defensively. Liam Thompson still on the ground, and the Hounds win. Triple overtime win. Hounds keep their winning streak here at North Central up 40-41. The final score, Hounds coming out on top in week 6.